Harriet Levin Milan's first book, How Fast Can You Run, is based on the true story of a South Sudanese refugee. She spoke last night at Explore Booksellers. Milan's debut novel is based on the story of Michael Majok Kuch, a boy featured in the PBS documentary Lost Boys of Sudan. Milan says the two decided to call the book How Fast Can You Run so readers could put themselves in Kuch's or other refugees' shoes. Because being affected by war doesn't only happen to the other.
The history of humanity is really a refugee narrative, and the perpetrators may vary, but these stories have been repeated since Adam and Eve.
It starts when Kuch was 5 years old.
His village was torched, and he was forced to run for his life. He ran into a forest, and he hid in a tree for 2 days. He was found by a child soldier, and this child soldier said that if he followed him, Michael would find his parents, who he had been separated from.
He did not find his parents there. Instead, the child soldier led him into an Ethiopian training camp. When he was deemed too short for the army and war broke out, Kuch was forced to walk again, through desert and forest, without food and protection.
He joined up with thousands of other so-called lost boys, then eventually wound up in Kenya, where he lived for about 10 years. That was a real refugee camp, as opposed to a training camp.
Milan, a creative writing professor at Drexel University, first met Kuch in Pennsylvania. Together, the pair worked for 2 years to transform his true story into a work of historical fiction. Milan says the collaboration was a difficult line to walk.
He would tell me something that happened to him, and I would go back and I would create scenes, and then I would show it to him. And he would say, that's not the way it happened. You have to put this in. But eventually I would try to do it in a way that was satisfying for both of us.
As she travels to promote her book, she reminds readers of Aspen that a person doesn't get to choose where they're born. She calls this a great injustice of life, which is what makes these refugees' stories significant. Claire Woodcock, Edless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.